Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the temporary and the divine. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19, Jesus says that the day will come when not one stone of the temple will be left mortared to another, because it will be all torn down. He's reminding us that everything here on earth is temporary. Think of what you enjoy here on earth. It's temporary. What causes you to suffer? It too is temporary. What of this world do you depend on? It's temporary. What do you admire, trust, save, hope for, spending working hours to achieve and plan relaxation hours for a reward? It's all temporary, unless we are using it for the kingdom of God. We know that we're supposed to focus on the things of God, things that will last for all eternity, but we're uncomfortable with the blind faith that this requires. We are like the disciples who looked for God's vindication against injustices and immorality in the temporal world, wars, earthquakes, plagues, and famines. We wish that Jesus would hurry up with his second coming and stop all the evils and hardships. In our daily lives, we seek God's help, but we look for something tangible upon which to base our faith. We want to know the future. We don't like the insecurity of not knowing what God has planned. We depend on what we can see more than we depend on God, whom we cannot see. So we ask God to give us signs. However, the best way to walk forward with God is to raise one foot in the air, preparing to take the next step, and while that foot is still in the air, ask God, "Where do you want me to place my foot next?" This takes balance. If we don't remain centered in God, we teeter and fall. If God doesn't show us immediately where to put our foot down to move forward, we can either fall away or fall into His hand. God's hand is never temporary. God's hand provides true security based only on His endless, all-powerful, all-knowing love. It doesn't always feel that way, but His love and protection never fail. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What help from God are you currently waiting for? What wars and insurrections are plaguing your life? Do you believe that your problem is temporary, or do you fear that it's permanent? What will you do this week to entrust yourself to the wisdom and guidance of Jesus? When waiting for God's guidance, how do you stay centered on God? How do you find and hold your balance while you've got one foot wavering in the air? What if you were to put your foot down in the wrong place and move in the wrong direction? Does God protect you then? How?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreat, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.